Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:07, Tuesday, May the 4th. Be with you. There's even a new Star Wars show today on Disney Plus, which is it's an animated thing, kind of based off the Clone Wars. But it is May the 4th tomorrow, which means tomorrow Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah,
kind of excited. Like you know, people love to party, and always they're looking for an excuse.
Right.
So, brace yourselves, everyone. The world's going to go crazy overnight.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope that they do. I hope you all go out and have a blast and have tequila shots right away, first thing in the morning. First thing in your mouth is tequila.
It doesn't feel like the right thing to do first thing in the morning, but...
Before you brush your teeth.
First thing.
No, first thing. I mean, come on. You've heard of wake and bake. This is called wake and have tequila right away.
Hmm.
That doesn't really work
the same way.
Maybe
in your lunch break.
All
yeah,
right.
we're gonna. Say. Turns out we're recording the Johnny Mosley pod tomorrow, so maybe when he comes over here, we'll. Brittany, you should come here tomorrow for that.
What happened about today?
I don't know. He said he's got something. Did he say why?
No. Well, he did, but you know. It's,
oh right, it's he did
stuff.
Actually. It's we pretty. It's fairly personal. It's not
business.
Even about him. So
yeah,
he needs to do it
else.
Tomorrow.
It's a health thing.
Someone's getting a look at something.
Oh.
It's routine, you know. Something you,
all right,
something
that's
you
probably
do.
Enough.
Okay.
Does he have to lay on his tummy?
He doesn't have to do anything.
That's right. Okay, good. Well, that's good.
He has to give someone a ride.
Oh, okay, good. Yep. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's to the drivers. I mean, Johnny is taking... Obviously,
yes.
Someone.
Oh, I see.
On a very important. Here's to the drivers.
All right, down there.
Drink up, everybody.
Long and dusty road.
Drivers and drink up shouldn't be in the same sentence, really.
Oh,
yeah,
right. That's a bad.
We'll drink to the designated drivers.
Drivers, right. Drink up.
Give me yours. I'll do that. You can't. You're driving.
You know what? I shouldn't talk about alcohol. I'm not
you're
someone
really,
who.
You're
has,
really not qualified. You don't
no,
have a handle on that, man.
I don't really think I should be. Don't take any alcohol comments from your pal Vin here
right.
Seriously at all.
No.
I'm someone who thinks
at
morning
all.
Drinking's a great idea.
Yeah, that's confusing to me.
Sometimes it can be.
It can. It's
yeah, but
true.
Daily no. Is the yeah, not, really the, would yeah. Be my recommendation. I mean, if you can have a drink, you should have one right when you wake up. Never mind, I'm doing it again.
You know, the thing is, if you're going to have one first thing when you wake up, you really can't have drinks. That's
well, listen,
like you're already
if you're
on the road
on vacation,
to ruin.
Right?
Yes, sure.
Why not?
I like a good beer buzz.
If
early
it's a Saturday
morning
and you've got, you know, dumb housework to do,
I'm going to stay out of this one.
Probably you shouldn't drink? Is that what you're going for?
Well, you know, she wanted it done, not me. This is just hypothetical.
Right.
Feels really real. I don't know how that's... The last thing I would do before housework is drink, but that's just me. I don't know.
Well,
maybe you and Vinny need to have a conversation
on who
about
wanted
what,
the housework done.
What defines a problem? I'm feeling... That sounds problematic.
Yeah, it does. Let's move on. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 9256. It's not tzatziki. They call it... Granch, Greek yogurt.
Granch.
Funny. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. I just know that I ate it right up and on the lady at the restaurant's recommendation, and it was very good. Some more people. I would see the Recall Gavin people protesting in Sacramento IKEA parking lot months before the pandemic. They all had MAGA hats on.
Oh, well, that explains some stuff.
All right. Lots of people saying it's tzatziki. Isn't Sarah's mass accent adorable when she says words like Maori or Chari or Marriage or
what?
Rum?
What?
Love it.
What's Maori and Chari?
I don't know. What
I don't
do you
hear any of that. I don't.
You say Mary, say Mary.
Mary.
Oh,
marriage.
You don't do it. You don't do it when.
Marriage,
marriage. There it was. Marriage.
I would like you to marriage, marriage, marriage is how you say, isn't that how you say it? Marriage,
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 marriage.
Not marriage.
Take your hand in marriage.
I like it.
Marriage.
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 You just did it.
Not marriage. Marriage.
Marriage.
Like you to marry me.
I would like you to marry me. Marry me.
Like that movie in the Princess Bride. The priest goes, marriage, like that.
Marriage. Yeah. I mean, marriage. Marriage.
Anyway, they love it. It's our Sarah from Boston. Which, of course, is a takeoff on your cousin from Boston.
Your cousin from Boston. Your cousin from Boston.
Those commercials are perfect.
Yep. Sam
you
Adams.
Gotta dip sweet potato fries in sriracha ranch mixed. You know what? I don't. And I don't want to order sriracha and ranch mixed at a restaurant either. And I don't want to even have it in my house. I don't want to be that busy with my sides. But you do your thing.
John makes a thing that we use on everything. And it's just jalapeno peppers and cilantro. And I think like lemon juice and Greek yogurt. And he mixes it up and we use it. Put it on everything. It's great on chicken. It's great on burritos and wraps and such. It's spicy but also kind of mild. It's weird. I don't know if it has a name, but you gotta have things to dip stuff in. I think it's important.
Yeah, I do too. I like a good dip. I just don't want to work that hard for it.
Yeah. If you have to mix that, if he didn't mix it up on his own, I wouldn't mix it up.
Right.
But since he does, I'm like, hey, we got any of that dip in there, huh? I got some sweet potato fries. Said, they need a little bit of spice on them.
Let me just mix that up for you, honey.
Yeah. I always know we're going to get more when he brings home the bag of jalapenos. I'm like, oh, yeah. Make the sauce. It's John's super sauce. That's what I'll call it.
510 says, tzatziki. Are you sure it's not cuticle sauce, Vin?
You had to be here at the 6 o'clock hour. Vinny was asking about my cuticles, and I was very confused. Turned out he was wondering about my succulents.
I don't, you know.
Durable. Oh, no, I know what it was. You planted, he said, the guy wouldn't pull up my living plants in my front yard, so I just put some cuticles around them. And we were all like, what is he talking? Did he?
I don't know.
Did he cut
I don't know.
Feet off? Does he have little feet sticking up?
I was confused. Like I was confused because I was looking at my cuticles. I'm like,
yeah.
Hangnails?
I'm always pushing my cuticles down. Yeah. You got to take care of your cuticles.
Yeah.
And water them too.
Yeah, you got to water your cuticles. Actually, this softens them right up.
Cuticles. I stopped paying. Thank you, you guys, for never getting off that. It's always good when you jump on something.
If I could, you brought that back up. So you do it to yourself. You read it. You
can represent.
I don't know if you know this, but you don't have to read all the texts.
I do. It's important that they get representation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Otherwise, the people that just go civil war on us.
Okay. The Alice listeners are going to band together. He did not read my one text about cuticles.
Right.
You do it to yourself. Just you.
I want the texters to feel truly represented, and I certainly don't want them to overthrow us and take over the show. Okay?
Yeah. Although it would be an interesting show that day.
I stopped paying $5 to $10 for cards. I make my own photo cards now with all my own sentiments. So much more personal.
Mm.
Me too, Sarah. I get to see my moms too after a year and a half next month.
Sarah?
It's been far too long. Bleep COVID.
Too long. Ugh. I just miss them so much. And plus, they're wicked old. So I'm thinking they're going to just look ancient now. You know, you miss it. It's like missing a year and a half of a baby's life. They've turned into a totally different person.
Is that how it is?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe,
well, do you like FaceTime with them or anything?
No, not really. You know, we send each other pictures.
Oh, okay. Cause...
Well, the last pic I saw of your mom, she looked adorable.
I know. She does take a good pic.
That, you know, her daily tanning experiences are a show for the boat. I bet there's a boat parade on her dock daily.
They just circle the block.
I bet.
The boat block.
There's Ellie. Yeah. Cocoa butter thighs out there again.
All right. And she always says, my dad is still, you know, he doesn't have a boat anymore, so he's fixing everything in the house.
Oh.
Your dad, the stallion?
Yes. My dad, the stallion. Thank you for reminding me that she called him the stallion. Gross.
I love that.
541, which I know to be Eugene, Oregon. Good morning, Oregon.
Yo, yo.
Bonnie. Has Isla been tested for Crohn's? Her tummy issues remind me of my experiences getting diagnosed. Yes. In fact, we believe that's what she has, Crohn's, which if it, I didn't even know what it was. Then I looked it up and went, oh my God, that's horrible. Mm. Let's hope it's not that. And then it turns out it's probably that.
Just awful.
We don't have a full diagnosis, but we believe that's probably what it is.
She's pretty young to get that, huh?
She's way too young. It usually doesn't turn up at the soonest until like 20s.
Incredible.
So it's way too young, yes. Mm. And we were praying. Imagine you're praying for a parasite, but that's what we were like, oh, please let it just be that.
Oh, no. At least a parasite you could get rid of. I mean, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Crohn's is, that's a lifestyle.
Yep. Oh, it is. That's why I go to a restaurant and say, I'll take a bag of fries and that's it.
She can't even have fries?
Nope.
What's the problem there? Is it the frying part or is it just the potato? Or?
The diet, I should be able to say this without even having to think. It's a specific carbohydrate diet. It's very restricted, but it has helped bring her closer to remission. So we're on that. We're not getting off it until it doesn't work anymore.
Jeez.
And we all are... You know,
you're all on the diet, right?
Like the only thing I want is for her to be okay, not in pain and not sick. So whatever, we're on that plan, whatever it takes plan. You're also understanding with the California recall. You're right. COVID didn't come from Gavin and he did the best he could. I'm in Maryland and what we did here looked the same as California. And California actually has turned things around a lot faster than Maryland. Yeah, I don't know anything about Maryland.
All I know is that we have the fewest cases per capita here in California. Pretty proud of that. We did a good job, Californians.
This recall election has cost the state $400 million. Gavin is up for re-election next year anyway. Why can't we just wait till next year?
Because we have to spend
and not
money.
Waste our money.
Must
because they got the signatures.
Money.
Enough people said, I'll sign that. And so it's on the ballot.
There she blows.
You know those people outside the grocery store who are like, hey, you want to sign this? Enough people.
I don't care
do.
What it is. I'll just sign it. It's
yeah.
Fine.
As long as you get
will
out
you
of
let
my
me
way.
Leave? Will you let me leave? Can I leave without further harassment? Thanks.
God, people love their tzatziki. Sorry, there's so many of them. I just have to like skip.
I was thinking of tahini, which is that sesame base. He makes tzatziki too, but it's the tahini that I like. It's just like so good on everything.
408 says, don't side with that texture. Losing your job sucks. I lost mine too, but at least we are alive.
Well,
which is
that.
More than a lot of people in a lot of states can say.
That is true. Life. Mm. It seems to be the important thing.
Turns out.
Mm.
Oh, my God, Vinny, did you not learn from the last celebrity that was voted into office? I guess
I didn't.
He was
kidding. He was
I'm
kidding.
I'm all about, no,
he
I'm going to vote for Caitlyn.
He's not going to vote for Caitlyn.
No, for sure.
He was kidding. He was
Caitlyn's
kidding.
My girl.
He was kidding.
Caitlyn for president.
I'm pretty sure she's going to torpedo herself the first chance she gets on mic. So, you know.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I don't. I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. People do it to themselves. It's true. That's what
the
really
White Cliffs of Dover are in Dover, okay, a long fine. Way from Dorsetshire. Sarah.
I, hey, look, when I said White Cliffs, you showed me pictures of White Cliffs. I was like, oh, those do look like White Cliffs of Dover. Apparently, the whole coast is all White Cliffs over there.
Excess vaccines are available everywhere. Unfortunately, people have slowed down getting them. That's not going to help anyone. Get out there and get vaccinated so we can all move forward safely. That is from 707 has spoken.
Yeah. All right. I saw some stat where it's like 60 to 80% of people, all people, have to be vaccinated for us to achieve true herd immunity, where it's safer for people who aren't vaccinated.
Good morning. This longtime listener, Esperanza, turning 36 today. Can I get some shots? Esperanza, happy birthday.
Esperanza. Happy birthday. Esperanza. 36, did she say?
36.
That's nice.
Good. Our dog's name is Ripley Rosalita Hassan.
Yes. Ripley Rosalita.
Ripley Rosalita, right. And it has become the biggest problem for my two-year-old that you... She is...
Ripley Rosalita. Say it. You got to get her on tape saying it.
She is Ripolita. And you're like, oh, God. You can just go with her first name. You don't need to...
Call her Ripper.
Full name her, but apparently that's important. And it's been...
What's
been
Edie's
a fun
middle
listen.
Name?
What?
What's Edie's middle name?
Edie Rose.
Edie Rose. I thought it was Rose. So when you guys are mad, you go, Edie Rose Hassan.
Yep. Yeah.
What's Isla's sure middle did. Name? Grace? What's her middle
Grace.
Name?
Grace. Yep.
Oh, Isla Grace Hassan.
Right.
Ripley Rosalita Hassan.
Or she does have a hard one. Ripolita. If
Ripolita Hassan. Ripolita, jump a little lighter. Senorita, come sit by my fire. It's close.
I can't think of it. Finish this line from the hit song Boobs. I wish our boobs were like in France. That's not the line. I wish our beaches
were like in France. So at their boobs, I could glance.
Right. That's
a high art right there, people. High art.
I worked.
It's just a boy's dreams put on into paper, into song.
Tirelessly on those lyrics.
You do never get tired of boobs. It is true. Tirelessly is the word.
And when I hit a brick wall and I had writer's cramp or whatever they call that,
you slathered yourself in mayo and climbed off that wall and thought some more about boobs.
Mayo.
Mayo.
In ranch. I meant ranch. You slathered yourself in ranch and you thought more about boobs.
No, I never did that. But I did never stop
margarine?
Working to get to perfect. That's margarine. Thank you. If John Mayer's smart, he'll get Dave Chappelle to be his Ed McMahon. I mean, it's only once a week.
Yeah, I feel like Dave's pretty busy.
He's kind of a super talent in his own right, so I'm guessing...
Still, we do things for friends, you know?
That's a hard no, but...
Because sometimes you think
maybe.
To yourself, you know what I'd rather do than work? Hang out with my friends. So I'll go to his work.
Just heard Paul McCartney in an interview say that every time he got together with John Lennon, they came up with at least one published song. They never had a session that came up dry.
Wow. That's
great.
That's impressive, isn't it?
Well, they have an impressive library. I mean, if you look
they
at it.
They certainly do. Yep.
What is that? 300 songs strong?
Oh, my God. I would say even more than that, probably, right? What was the... remember there was like a complete Beatles anthology that had every outtake and every little piece of a song and all the different versions? And then, of course, they both went on to solo careers. Obviously, one of them was cut way short, but I mean, together, yeah, I don't know how many. Maybe 300 is a good guess. How many songs on an album? They didn't do as many albums.
Well,
as
you figure
think.
On an album in those days, probably 15, because you got two sides and people filled an album up.
Yeah, but I bet you 300, that sounds right. Can you someone look that up? How many Lennon McCartney credit songs are there?
I just
sure
heard that
the
Red Hot sold their library to that guy
the one
for like $150 million.
Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the way, right? As these people age out, they must be sitting there going, why would I worry about keeping the library if I'm dead? I should just sell it and have the money to live with now.
Right.
200 songs.
Yeah, that's what I 200.
Found too. Mm. Okay. That just seems low to me.
Well, what were they together? 6 years?
Not 10 that
years?
Long. Not that, I mean, somewhere between 6 and 10, right? Wasn't it like from 1960 to 1969? Maybe that's it. I don't know when they officially broke up. We were so little. And they've lived on.
Around at all.
Yeah.
That Edward guy needs to go to an ice cream shop. that drink at Starbucks definitely sounded more like a sundae than an actual coffee drink.
It was definitely dessert.
Someone else wrote, how much is that Starbucks drink? That's a lot.
5 bananas. Like, that's... Do they mean, like, 5 slices of bananas? Like, is that how they count them there? Like, even though it's in one of those gigantic cups, it just doesn't seem like enough room to squeeze 5 bananas plus all the other stuff. And I assume there's some kind of coffee in this thing as well. It's weird. Starbucks should just start making sundaes for people.
Vinny, LOL. Now's a good time to listen for someone to yell heads up. Yeah. So honestly, that falling rocket's got me a little concerned.
And you say it has fuel in it. So it might be an explosion? Or is it already, it's boosters that have burnt out?
I think they've burnt out, I would bet. They
Let's
didn't
so.
Detach
Terrible news.
In the at the right spot, though. So anyway.
I thought things just fell, so it somehow gets caught in an orbit. What a weird thing, space.
I got a lot more, but I'm out of time. Thanks so much, though, for sending in texts. We'll be back to say goodbye right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.